Picture for a moment the meeting of Jesus and Simon's mother-in-law. St. Mark doesn't really tell us very much about this encounter at all. He tells us she was sick with a fever. The disciples told Jesus about her. He approached, grasped her hand, helped her up, and the fever left her. And then she proceeded to wait on them. Focus especially on the gesture of Jesus taking her by the hand. Now, I suppose there are a couple different ways you could interpret the phrase, grasped her by the hand, or grasped her hand. You could picture someone yanking someone's hand and pulling them along wherever they wanted to go. But generally, when we talk about taking someone by the hand, we're referring to the gesture of extending our hand, and then the other person reaches out and takes your hand and then goes with you where you lead or wherever you're going together. This is the simple dynamic of our interaction with God. God is present. God offers to us, he invites us to a life of grace. He offers us his mercy. He offers us so many blessings. But it's always in the form of holding out his hand, so to speak. Never imposing, never forcing, never coercing. God always offers freely and allows us to make the response of reaching out our hand and taking God's hand and going with him. But so many times we thwart this dynamic over and over and over again. God is holding out his hand and we say, no thanks. Even we who are committed to living the Christian life to the best of our ability, this happens to us many, many times. Well, what is it that happens exactly? One of the pitfalls that's a big danger in our very individualistic society or culture is the mindset that we should be able to take care of things ourselves. My little nephew Peter said when he was just a little tot, he's always saying, me do it. You couldn't do anything for the boy. He always said, me do it. He wanted to do it himself. And it's not just kids that do that. You may have heard the phrase, if you're looking for a helping hand, you'll find it at the far end of your arm. Right? We often rely on ourselves. We have this firm insistence that we will do it on our own. And obviously not in every dimension of life, but it's really a strong temptation toward self-reliance, self-dependence, and self-confidence. We're taught from an early age, have confidence in yourself. You can do it. And certainly, by the grace of God, there are many things that we can do. There are lots of problems we can fix, lots of troubling situations that we can resolve. But the danger is that we only turn to God and extend our hand and take his hand when we run into something that we feel like we can't do on our own. Then, when Jesus says to us, actually, I'd prefer to have a relationship, a friendship, instead of just you using me for what I can do for you, then we say, well, I asked, but he didn't do anything for me. He wants that relationship. He wants us to reach out and take his hand, even when we're not desperate. He wants to take us by the hand in every situation of life. And that means that we have to be willing to accept his hand and receive that invitation and take him up on his offer. On Friday afternoon, I was walking back to the rectory in Wilbur from the post office downtown, and it was quite windy and rainy. I don't know what the weather was like here, but I was walking up the hill holding the umbrella out like this so as not to get soaked. And I saw this young man driving down the hill in his pickup. I kept walking up, and a minute later, I heard a vehicle pulling up right alongside where I was walking, so I looked over, and it was this young man who had come back up the hill. He had rolled down his window and said, "Do you need a ride somewhere?" And I said, "No, I'm just walking a couple blocks up to the church, but thanks." So he went on his way. And I spent the rest of my walk to the rectory kicking myself that I hadn't taken him up on his offer. Not because I really wanted to get out of the rain, but because he had so charitably gone out of his way to help me. And here was this great opportunity to meet someone new, to allow him to do a good deed for someone. And I said, "No, don't need you. I can do it on my own." Well, how many times have we had that experience? We've also been on the other side of it, I'm sure, where you've tried to help someone. You've seen that you had something to offer them, some way that you could make their life better in some way. So you offered your services, your help, and they said, "No, I can do it on my own." It's not a good feeling when that happens, because you realize that God had given you something to share, and you tried to share it, and it wasn't received. That must be something similar to the experience that God has so often with us, because he has so much to give us, and he's constantly offering us his help, and we say, "I think I can handle this one, but thanks. I don't need you." Maybe this simple image of Jesus taking Simon's mother-in-law by the hand can teach us a couple of things about being in relationship with Christ. We're reminded, yes, to turn to him in our times of need and to take his hand, to ask for his help, receive his help. We're reminded that there are many, many situations in life where we can't achieve what we want on our own. Which one of us can force an illness to go away? Simon's mother-in-law could have said, "Oh, thanks. I think I'll just sleep it off. I'll boost some, take some extra vitamins and drink some extra tea." Thanks for the offer. Can you make your grown children practice the faith that you taught them as a child? Can you make someone forgive you? Even in careers, we can't rely completely on ourselves to be successful. Business person can't make new customers walk in the door. And I have yet to meet a farmer who can make it rain, as much as they've tried. So many things in life we can't do on our own. And hopefully, as faithful people, we're in the habit of turning to God in our times of need. But the lesson for today is that we need to take it one step further and not only reach out for Jesus' hand when we're desperate and when we're in need, but to reach out in every moment and grasp his hand and hold on, and really not ever let go. Somehow we've got to get over this mindset of doing everything on our own and come to a place where we can really rely on Him fully in every dimension, every situation, every trial. Even when things are going really well, to reach out and take the Lord by the hand and say, "Thank you. Let's enjoy this together." Jesus really does desire to be our constant companion. Not only the solution to our problems when we get ourselves into a bind or when we face some kind of situation where we feel helpless. Perhaps take a moment and just reflect on that simple image of Jesus taking Simon's mother-in-law by the hand, and learn something from that image of how exactly it is that He would like to relate to you.